glad to be here this morning. And thank you, Yori, for such a good explanation of teamwork. I appreciate that very much. Before we go, any further, it was already announced that Les is requested for anointing, and we'd like to do that at this time. And I would like to have Brother Ed Landis and Jonathan Putt come forward with Daryl, and we would like to do that. I think of James, it says, if any sick among you, let him call for the elders of the church and let them pray over him, anointing him with the oil in the name of the Lord. So we like to practice what God has asked. So, Les, you want to come forward?
I would like if everybody else would stand and have you pray.
Jonathan, go ahead.
Our kind, loving Heavenly Father, we thank you for this day. Thank you for your many blessings to us. Thank you for all you've given to us, and that you are so mighty and so powerful and the ruler of all the earth.
Yes.
Pray now that you would just bless us today and provide him with strength and healing, whatever it takes to
Yes.
help him through life, and pray you just guide and direct, and we pray in Jesus' name.
Father God, I thank you for my brother Les, and I thank you for the faithful Christian example he is here in this congregation, and I thank you for all that he contributes, and I just pray that your blessing would rest on him now and going forward, that he would be in health as his soul prospers, and that you would touch and heal the issue with the pain behind his eye, that you would just completely heal it, if that is your will. And we just ask that of you today, and we know that you can, and I believe that you will, in Jesus' name.
Heavenly Father, we call your name this morning. We thank you for the direction to practice this of anointing with oil. Lord, by faith, we take this step. We look to you, the healer of our bodies, and the creator of our bodies, and the healer. And Lord, we just ask that you would bless our brother with healing, Lord, that he could go forward and in the responsibility you've called him to do. We also, Lord, thank you for him and his faithfulness. We just ask, God, that you would direct us and guide us, teach us your ways as a congregation, that, Lord, we can go forward, grow, and prosper. And, Lord, part of that we ask for healing, or for our brother. In Christ's name.
Our Heavenly Father, we again pause before your presence with grateful hearts. We thank you, Father, for your sovereignty and for you being the great physician. And we thank you, Father, for Les. We thank you for his life, for his testimony, for what he has been to many people, a blessing. We know, Father, that his heart's desire is to glorify you. And we thank you, Father, for his request for anointing. Father, we know that this is for your glory, not for ours. And we pray that you might heal him, heal his eyes. We pray that you might take the pain away. You know whatever the issue is, and we know, Father, you can take care of it. So we ask you that you would fulfill this request. So we would like to observe this anointing. We like to anoint Les in the name of the Father and the Son and of the Holy Ghost. And we pray, Father, that this will be all done in the name of Jesus and the power of his blood. We ask in Christ's name. Amen.
Amen.
Thank you. Yes, I'm amazed at how fast time goes. I'm not sure how your week went, but mine went kind of like lightning. And but I was thinking that, you know, we all have 24 hours a day. We all have so many days a week, and And I'm not sure what all you're bombarded with in regards to information or news or whatever, but I'm here to tell you that God rules, God wins, and God reigns. And there's a lot of sad things that we hear as far as this country, this world, and all that. But I am convinced that God has a plan. There's some verses here in Daniel I'd like to read. It's Daniel 12, verse 4. I'd like to just read this, and that is, "But thou, O Daniel, shut up the words and seal the book, even to the time of the end. Many shall run to and fro, and knowledge shall be increased." I was made to think that we live in a time and an age, I'm not sure if you realize, it's not that far back. I mean, my great-grandparents didn't really know what a car was, or a jet, or a rocket. And I was made to think that we are living in a time of to and fro. I mean, people are running hither and yon. I was told of a story where there was a war one time, and they came to a conclusion of, you know, stopping this war, but it took so long for the information to get to the battlefield, because the only way there was by horse or by walking or running, and they kept fighting until this got there. Now today we do WhatsApp, or we do, you know, texting or whatever, and then it's around the globe. But back then it was slow. And I just did a little I Googled. I was curious to know the air traffic in 2019 was 38.9 million in 1 year. Now, with COVID, it slowed down to 16.9 million. But you get the, can you grasp the to and fro that we are experiencing? It's mind-boggling. And then the other thing is the data, the knowledge that runs wild. We have, you know, when I was growing up, it was bytes, gigabytes, and trigabytes, and all this stuff. And now there's a thing called a yottabyte or something like that. And it's trillions upon trillions of stuff. And so this knowledge is going wild again. And I'm thinking to myself, there's one thing that does not change. And that is, the answer for the world is Jesus. The answer to the world's problems, the answer to a personal experience is Jesus. And if you put Jesus in your life and apply his word and live it out, you're going to find what God wants you to find. And it's going to be peace and rest and joy and happiness. Otherwise, you're not going to find it. It's not going to work. The thing that Yori brought up here, I can see a lot of people or a lot of families in this back here. And I really think we need to take to heart the key, you know, is over here. We must we must realize that we need to work together with God, with a brotherhood, with God-fearing people. And it's with that premise, that basis, that we can then help support these other foundations that are needed. They are necessary. But we need to make sure that we're together. Well, for the message this morning, I am going to be reading a portion of scripture that I would like if you would all turn to John chapter 8. John chapter 8. This is with Jesus. This is right after, I want to break in right after the woman that was being accused. Thank you, Titus. least I'm loaded. Begin reading at verse 12. And I hope I don't bore you with my reading, but John chapter 8, verse 12. Then spake Jesus again unto them, saying, I am the light of the world. He that followeth me shall not walk in darkness, but shall have the light of life. The Pharisees therefore said unto him, Thou bearest record of thyself. Thy record is not true. Jesus answered and said unto them, Though I bear a record of myself, yet my record is true. For I know whence I came and whither I go, but ye cannot tell whence I come and whither I go. Ye judge after the flesh. I judge no man. And yet, if I judge, my judgment is true, for I am not alone, but I and the Father that sent me. It is also written in your law that the testimony of two men is true. I am one that beareth witness of myself, and the Father that sent me beareth witness of me. Then said they unto him, Where is thy Father? Jesus answered, Ye neither know me nor my Father. If thou hast known me, ye should have known my Father also. These words spake Jesus in the treasury, and he taught in the temple, and no man laid hands on him, for his hour was not yet come. Then said Jesus again unto them, I go my way, and ye shall seek me, and shall die in your sins. Whether I go, ye cannot come. Then said the Jews, Will he kill himself? Because he saith, Whither I go, ye cannot come. And he said unto them, Ye are from beneath, I am from above. Ye are of the world, I am not of this world. I said therefore unto you that ye shall die in your sins, for if ye believe not that I am he, ye shall die in your sins. Then said they unto him, Who art thou? And Jesus said unto them, Even the same that I said unto you from the beginning. I have many things to say and to judge of you, but he that sent me is true, and I speak of the world whose things which I have heard of him. They understood not that he spake to them of the Father. Then said Jesus unto them, When ye have lifted up the Son of Man, then shall ye know that I am he, and that I do nothing of myself, but as my Father has taught me, I speak these things. And he that sent me is with me. The Father hath not left me alone, for I do always those things that please him. And as he spake these words, many believed on him. Then said Jesus to those Jews which believed on him, If ye continue in my word, then ye are my disciples indeed, and ye shall know the truth, and the truth shall set you free. They answered him, We are Abraham's seed, and were never in bondage to any man. How sayest thou, Ye shall be free indeed? Jesus answered them, Verily, verily, I say unto you, Whosoever committeth sin is a servant of sin, and the servant abideth not in the house forever, but the Son abideth ever. If the Son therefore shall make you free, ye shall be free indeed. I know that ye are Abraham's seed, but ye seek to kill me, because my word hath no place in you. I speak that which I have seen with my Father, and ye do that which ye have seen with your father. They answered and said unto him, Abraham is our father. Jesus said unto them, If ye were Abraham's children, ye would do the works of Abraham. But now ye seek to kill me, a man that hath told you the truth, which I have heard of God. This did not Abraham. Ye do the deeds of your father. Then said they to him, We be not born of fornication. We have one Father, even God. Jesus said unto them, If God were your Father, ye would love me. For I proceed forth and came from God. Neither came I of myself, but he sent me. Why do ye not understand my speech? Even because ye cannot bear my word, ye are of your father the devil, and the lusts of your father ye will do. He was a murderer from the beginning, and abode not in the truth, because there is no truth in him. When he speaketh a lie, he speaketh of his own, for he is a liar and the father of it. And because I tell you the truth, ye believe me not. Which of you convinceth me of sin? And if I say the truth, why do ye not believe me? He that is of God heareth God's word. Ye therefore hear them not, because ye are not of God. Then answered the Jews and said unto him, Say we not well that thou art a Samaritan and hast a devil? Jesus answered, I have not a devil, but I honor my Father, and ye do dishonor me. And I seek not mine own glory. There is one that seeketh and judgeth. Verily I say unto you, if a man keep his my sayings, he shall never see death. Then said Jesus unto him, I'm sorry, then said the Jews unto him, Now we know that thou hast a devil, and Abraham is dead, and the prophets, and thou sayest, If a man keep my sayings, he shall never taste of death. Art thou greater than our father Abraham, which is dead, and the prophets are dead? Whom makest thou thyself? Jesus answered, If I honor myself, my honor is nothing. It is my Father that honoreth me, of whom ye say that he is your God. Yet ye have not known him, but I know him. And if I should say I know him not, I should be the liar, like unto you, but I know him and keep his sayings. Your father Abraham rejoiced to see my day, and he saw it and was glad. Then said the Jews unto him, Thou art not yet 50 years old, and hast thou seen Abraham? Jesus said unto him, Verily, verily, I say unto you, before Abraham was, I am. Then took they up stones to cast at him, but Jesus hid himself and went out of the temple, going through the midst of them, and so passed by. Let's all stand for prayer. Our Heavenly Father, we pause in thy presence again with grateful hearts. We pray, Father, that as your word was read, that each one of us would understand it more clearly. We pray that you might help us to be open to truth. And we pray that you might help us to see that Jesus Christ is everything to us. We pray just now that you would bless this time of sharing. We especially pray that if there's any evil spirit among us here, that you would cast it out. And we ask that your Holy Spirit would move among us here and teach each one of us what you want us to learn. Help us, Father, to apply these truths to our lives so that we can become more like Christ, and that we would also be able to give thee the honor and the glory and the praise which thou art worthy of. We ask these favors and blessings in Christ's name. Amen. I have a theme verse here, and I didn't want to, I hope you don't mind I erase your stuff. The thing that stands out to me is that we're in the last days, and the fact is that we are living in a time where there is a lot of deception, lies, and untruths being given to us, and we need to know the truth, because the Bible says the truth will set us free. And I'm not a doctor, I'm not a physician, but I do know that God is, and I want to make sure that I am living a life that God wants me to live. And to do that, I think we want to realize that our enemy is the devil, and those that are children of the devil are not giving you the truth. And in our portion that we read here, it says that I think Jesus said that you're of your father the devil, because you're deceivers and you're liars, and they would not accept Jesus Christ. The theme verse of this message is this verse. And he said unto them, "Ye are from beneath, I am from above. Ye are of this world, and I am not of this world." I have an acronym again, and I bear with me. I'm doing something a little stretchy probably because I have two acronyms. And basically, those acronyms are we have hell and we have heaven. And if you would read this, when you read this portion, I will help you, hopefully help you see where we get our context. I would like if you could sing a song while I put some of this up, maybe. It's my...
Could I give a comment?
Yes, go ahead.
There's really something I would like to say in the Bible study, but there wasn't time. And what was the quote? That your back wouldn't get stiff if somebody disagrees.
Courage is contagious.
In those three things, in other words, I believe that in order for somebody to become secure in Christ, they must realize that it's them in Christ. And the Bible would say that, where it says that no man should teach his neighbor, saying, "Thus saith the Lord," because you have the Spirit. And it also says, by the anointing you have, no man needs to teach you. So that's the truth, that's the basis. And I wasn't sure if you indicated that that can be heresy. But I think the key is, God and me, God and family, God and church. As long as that's in order, everything's in order. But when we switch it and it becomes me and God, that's where the heresy enters in. But me, church and God can also bring heresy in. So I really believe that in order for people to get secure in Christ and Christ alone, they have to realize that Christ is going to feed them through the church, through many different ways, and then they submit to the truth that comes from those sources. But if we become dependent on people or get a false belief about how God's going to do this, that's when we open ourselves up to heresy. Does that make sense? Because like all those things, the element has to be the Holy Spirit. It has to be God first.
Absolutely.
God and me. And I just wanted to free... I felt I needed to free myself because I wasn't sure if I understood. And I believe that was your heart all through it.
Yeah.
But thanks for letting me do that.
Yeah, and that's why I said that there's going to be a ton of stuff that I...
Thank you. I only opened my mouth because I thought it was important. Or worth saying.
God is everything. God's the core of everything. Amen. I would like if you would turn to the Christian hymnal, and sing the song 376 in the Christian hymnal. Thank you, Serge. I'm just scared there for a little bit. Yep. We're going to look at the traits of hell first. If you look at on the board there, you know, the characteristics of people that are going to hell are hypocrites. And if you look at verse 37 and 38, it says, I know that you're Abraham's seed, but ye seek to kill me because my word hath no place in you. I speak that which I have seen of my father, and ye do that which is you have seen with your father. In other words, they're pretending to be something they weren't. And when you do that, you're a hypocrite. Pretend to be something you're not. And if you have that trait, the end result is going to be hell. And go back to our theme verse again. It says, you're from beneath, I am from above. You're of this world, I am not of this world. If you look at the second letter, evil, so work at a wicked person, someone who is corrupt, their thoughts are evil continually. I like to, this verse here, it says, ye are of your father the devil, and the lust of your father ye will do. He was a murderer from the beginning, and abode not in the truth, because there is no truth in him. When he speaketh a lie, he speaketh of his own, for he is a liar and the father of it. He's an evil man. Think about the traits of people that have this characteristic. They're always wanting to do things for themselves. It's a selfish life, and it's an evil life. And that verse carries the other two traits. They're liars, they're untrue, they're false, they're dishonest. They distort things. And they're also lustful in this verse. You see that. Their father, the lusts of their father. And a lustful person is someone who's sensual. We often relate that to sex as being lustful. But it also carries it the idea of being selfish, possessive. When you see a person that has a drive for money, a drive for power, a drive for position, that's lust. It's their drive. And I mean, this past week, I'll be up front with you. We have a woods behind us that they want to put 100 houses in. And it has worked on me a little bit because I'm a farmer and I know that we have flies and smell and noise and all this stuff. And I can imagine when we get those kind of people back there, it can be a challenge to continue living like we are. And the sad thing is, I did go to a township meeting and I explained to them I feel their integrity is not good. And I had proof to show it. And I had a confrontation with the township manager, which was the way it was. But what I'm driving at is there's enough facts in this situation. There's lies. And I realize the root of this whole thing is the love of money. They want to try and get a lot of money out of this thing. And that is of Satan's kingdom. It is not God's kingdom. God's kingdom is, you know, we're out to help people. We're out to, you know, benefit society. And it's not for me, but it's for others. It's I was half thinking at the very outstart, you know, there's three characteristics of God's people, and that is they're gracious, they're grateful, and they're givers. That's, if you have those characteristics, you're technically going on the right path. I'm not saying you're perfect, but you're definitely in the right path, going right. All right, so that goes with the traits of hell. Now let's go to the traits of heaven. On H, it's being honest or truthful. If you look at verse 26, I have many things to say and to judge of you, but he that sent me is true, and I speak to the world those things which I have heard of him. Jesus Christ is a man of truth. He's a man of honesty. He has nothing to hide. And what got him into trouble was because he spoke the truth. And the question I like to ask you, are we speaking truth? When you see something that's not right, do you say, well, that's not true, that can't be right, because the Bible says this, and I know the Bible is true. And I think sometimes we're going to be held accountable for the times that maybe we didn't say something. And I'm at fault with that as well. But if you're the traits of a person going to heaven is a person who is honest, and they're going to speak the truth. And the The second word is encouraging. And if you look at verse 32, and ye shall know the truth, and the truth will make you free. When a person is encouraged, they find freedom. They are lifted up. They are inspired. They find life. And when you have that expression in your life, your chances of coming out right is going to be good. And that, because that's a trait of people that are going to heaven. And Jesus wants every one of us to get there, but we have to go there through Jesus Christ. The third word is available. And if you look at verse 42, it says here, and Jesus said unto them, if God were your Father, ye would love me, for I proceed forth and come from God. Neither came I of myself, but he sent me. Jesus is available. He's for you. He's here for you. In other words, the devil would like to make you be deceived and to think that, oh, God doesn't care. Jesus doesn't, he isn't around. But he is. He's here. He knows what you're going through. And he wants you to cry out. He wants you to ask. And whether it's a little crisis or a big crisis. I mean, I have many testimonies of my own personal experience where I lost something. A little tool. I mean, it wasn't much, but I just said, I realized I was getting a little frustrated and I was wasting some time, and I just stopped and said, Lord, help me find this. And I found it. And I had to make sure I thanked God for that. And I was challenged already. I was going through a scenario, and one of my boys, we were there, and he said, Dad, did you pray? And I said, thank you. And I just stopped right there and I prayed. And the heifers all got in without getting hit. You know what I'm saying? There's a lot of things that the devil likes to get us frustrated and forget that Jesus is the answer. Jesus loves you. Jesus cares for you. Take time to talk to him. Share with him your little problem, whether a flop cake or a bad sewing deal or, you know, whatever. God knows. He cares. And, you know, and he's available for us. And the flip side is we need to be available for people as well. When people come to you, we need to give ourselves some time for them. And that's the challenging thing, is I'd encourage you every day to ask God to lead you by the Holy Spirit for his glory. Not for your glory, but for God's glory. All right, the next one is victorious, an overcomer. We had a message here the other couple Sundays ago about being an overcomer, and I'm not going to give you a quiz on that this time. But anyway, because that's a pretty long word. Anyway, 51, verily, verily, I say unto you, if a man keep my sayings, he shall never see death. That is life. That's victory. And when you're an overcomer and you find fulfillment, and you're going to only find your fulfillment in Christ. You're going to find yourself full of Christ when you put Christ first in your life, when you put God first. And then we have the word enlightened. And there's a couple verses here. Okay, I did use the verse 32, and it says, ye shall know that the truth, and truth will make you free. But then in verse 56, your father Abraham rejoiced to see my day, and he saw it and was glad. He was enlightened. He was encouraged. He was edified. He was happy. He was content. These are the characteristics of the traits of the people that are going to heaven. And then the last word is noble. And I think of Philippians, it says, think on these things that are pure, just, holy, righteous. You know, that has the idea of noble. But verse 54, it says here, and Jesus answered, if I honor myself, my honor is nothing. It is my Father that honoreth me, and of whom ye say that he is your God. We find our nobility in Christ. We find our life in Christ. And a person who is noble is gentle, gracious, and humble. So those characteristics are for God's children who have accepted Jesus Christ as their personal Savior, and they're going to heaven. And my encouragement to you is, I want you to go to heaven. That's what I want. And with the things that I'm seeing around us, I think we're in the last days. I mean, I said we are going to and fro like you never dreamed of. I mean, our forefathers never dreamt of the speed of what we're experiencing and the knowledge, the information that we have it in our smartphone. It's mind-boggling. But all this is happening, and I think Jesus is trying to help us understand we are not to be fearful. We are to trust God. A friend of mine sent me this little acronym. He said, hey, you might like this. He said, having faith, it's a fantastic adventures in trusting him. F-A-I-N, I'm saying F-A-I-T-H, faith. Fantastic adventures in trusting him. Are you experiencing that? Are you experiencing this fantastic experience in Jesus Christ? May God help us have faith. I am just basically pleading with you that we are living in a time where I have a lot of customers that come into my shop or into my mulch business, and it's not hard to talk about end times or what's going on, you know, whether it's, you know, vax, no vax, you know, all this, you know, the lies that are being shared that are happening. And I just tell them, I say, well, I understand from Scripture that, you know, the people that lie, their father's a devil. And I have yet to have anybody deny it because it's truth. It's facts. And I said, it's sad. And then I usually tell people, I said, the answer to all these problems is Jesus Christ. To accept Jesus Christ as your personal Savior, to repent from our selfish sin, and turn to God. Yesterday was an interesting day for us. I had the privilege of going to a school reunion before we came to the picnic. And it was their 50th anniversary. That tells you how old I am. But I was there in 71, and that's when the school was built. Now the teacher has passed on. That at the outstart, they gathered us together, and they read a list of names of people who have died from our class, our classes, whether it's from accident or disease or whatever. And the list was, I'm not sure, how many was it? Five or six or something like that. And it kind of gave you a checkpoint. Like, wow. One person said, the one thing about these school reunions is you don't recognize people. But I didn't have a problem recognizing people, and they didn't have a problem recognizing me either. But it was so real. It was like, wow. Where'd time go? And I shared this the other Sunday. Life is short. Life is very short. And I'd like to encourage you, live it to the fullest in Jesus Christ. Live it to the fullest with Jesus Christ. I have in my Bible, I wrote a couple things down here that I wanted to just read, just to help you think. It says, the presence of Christ is the joy of my life. I wrote this when I was a teenager, when I was younger. It says, the service of Christ is the business of my life. The will of Christ is the law of my life. And the glory of Christ is the crown of my life. When I saw that aspect of business, the other week we had the privilege of being out with the kingdom servant leadership. And one of the brother made this statement. There was a sign in a shop. It goes like this: our business is serving the Lord, and we bake to cover the expenses. So I'd like to ask you the question, in other words, is your business serving the Lord? And what you're doing to cover the expenses is kind of like secondary. So the question is, how ready, how willing, how open are we to share Jesus Christ, who is the answer to the world's problems? Are we willing and ready to do that? Can we do that? We should. And the only way that's going to work is if you have a personal relationship like we had up here, God and me. That's a key factor. But you don't just trust in that. You You need other things to build that. But I believe in the Holy Spirit, and I believe in God, and I know He has a purpose and a plan. I have another saying here. It says, when the child of God looks into the Word of God and sees the Son of God, he is changed by the Spirit of God into the image of God for the glory of God. Notice both these sayings go back to the fact it's not about me. It's about God. We're here to glorify God. That's why you were created. And if you can evaluate your life honestly and you're not glorifying God in your life, you better take a double check, because you're going to end up over here. Because God is everything. God is our answer. God is our key. So may God help us live that. There is one more song I would like you to sing. And I'll get out of your way then. It's the same book, and it's 432. May God bless you all as we are on our way to heaven.